Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Hey, stoners! Happy 2021! We're back, baby!
We are back and coming live from the basement.
Let's just go like this for now.
Okay, until Brazen comes in.
Yeah. Speaking of Brazen Chant, Cyrus, oh, let's just pause one moment while my mom lights it up for the 45th time today.
Hello.
Oh,
there we go.
I think you're too stoned.
I am totally too stoned. I think this is going to be one of those days that Brandy is ticked by the end of this episode.
I'm scared.
I mean, it's going a little crazy.
It's a little. I think Brazen's scared out of his mind. I'm looking at him right now, and he's ready to run.
Brazen told us that we absolutely need a engineer
uh-huh.
for the podcast, and we're like,
"Are you signing up for the job?"
No.
All right. Well, how do we intro Brazen? Mom, would you like to do that honor since you birthed him?
Well, we can talk about how Brazen and Stella just announced that they're having a baby boy, and we're all so excited.
So excited. We've actually known for how long? A while.
I told you guys in, like, November.
Yeah, November. Yeah. It's been a minute, because, like, we've been keeping it a secret, and I've just been waiting for them to post it on Instagram so I can tell people, and they finally did, just a couple weeks ago.
And it's so funny, because right before we came on here, Brazen was talking to Brandy about maybe doing some babysitting.
And I was like, nope.
Because he said that it was going to be every time they came to Brandy's house that it was like going to boot camp.
I think he said boarding school.
Oh, yeah, boarding school.
I'll tell you what it's going to be like. It's going to be like child labor, because I'm going to send them down to the barn the minute they're able and say, here's some poop, here's a scoop. Get to it.
Honestly, I'm glad you're not having kids. It'll be like child labor, seriously.
That's what they're for, right?
Oh.
I think so.
You are.
They gotta earn their keep.
Are you cool about that, Bryce?
I know Brandy can be a tyrant. So that's why I was okay with it. I was definitely the most scared of Brandy as a kid.
I don't know.
Miley I knew would beat me up, but Brandy is worse. You don't know what she's capable of.
I'm serious.
I used to hold Miley down
so bad.
And but Miley would also do mean things. And she would do something mean to me. I would hold her down and tell her that she's going to get payback when she least expects it. Do you remember this?
Now we know why she's nuts.
I used to tell her this all the time. And like literally, when you least expect it, you're going to get the payback. And then like 2 hours later, as she'd turn a corner, I'd be like, least expect it.
You are terrible. Brandy, like, mentally abused your sister.
Well.
But then your sister, Miley, mentally and physically abused you.
Miley beat my ass good. But Brandy.
That's the headline.
Brandy,
that's
you don't know what she's capable of. She's definitely, like, she has the darkness behind the eyes that Miley doesn't have.
It is so funny. It is true. Brandy is harsh.
If Trace is scared of you, then that's a big sign.
It's true.
Trace is kind of a wimp.
He's a lot of a wimp.
Oh, I'm sweating. Oh my gosh. Well,
so that was the intro?
That was the intro.
But I was talking to Stella the other day about how Trace, we were on the mule one time and a grasshopper landed on Trace and he parked it, jumped out. And I was like, I'm way less scared of you if I know that the grasshopper is all it takes to shake you.
Trace is like, he looks nuts, but he is literally such a wimp. And Brazen's right. So a mule on our farm was, it's a Kawasaki mule, which is this little thing you drive around.
Go-kart.
Like a little go-kart, yeah.
On steroids.
Yes.
Redneck go-kart.
Yes. But in the summer, when you drive through the fields, grasshoppers are like everywhere. I'm terrified of grasshoppers. But I do remember this. And honestly, when Trace first got his first dirt bike and we surprised him with it, exact same thing. He's driving it through the field and a grasshopper went down or up his shorts.
I remember this.
He literally bailed off of it, came screaming in the house because a grasshopper got on him. He has done that so many times. I remember one time he was driving his car and there was like a butterfly in the car or something. And I swear, I thought he was going to jump out on the freeway.
Oh my God.
He is insane.
Well, Trace, forgive me for telling a story, but it is cruel. But you know, Trace being so scared of all this stuff, but me and Trace used to share a room and we had a TV in it hooked up to satellite TV for some reason. So we were just watching South Park and crazy stuff all hours of the night. But I was so scared of the dark as a kid that I would ask Trace, can we sleep with the TV on? And he would go to the horror movie channel and then put the remote under his pillow and say, all right, good night, and go to sleep. And then I would be up all night watching Freddy Krueger and Jason, and I would never sleep.
And I'm the evil one?
You made him that way. You're the reason that happens.
This is all scaring me.
We gotta have Brazen on more often. He has vivid memories from childhood.
You burned him into my mind, Trace. You know, that's the reason that like I was so terrified of any scary movie until I was a teenager. But also that's why I'm not scared of anything as an adult, is because I was the scaredest kid out of all of us probably. But then through everyone else's terror that they wrought on me, I'm the bravest. And I'm not scared of anything.
Number one, I would have been furious had I known you were watching South Park.
I was gonna say, were you on?
Mom got mad when me and Dad watched The Simpsons. So, of course, we weren't allowed to watch South Park.
Furious when they watched The Simpsons. There is some really crappy things on there.
Oh, we weren't supposed to, you probably don't remember the show, but we weren't supposed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, I remember that show. Yeah.
You remember that show? Mm-hmm.
Who did want to watch that show?
Yeah.
That show sucked.
I didn't understand why you even wanted to watch it.
Because you didn't want us to, that we wanted to. So
well, that's why me and Trace watched South Park. But granted,
that infuriates.
I didn't tell Trace I was that scared, though. I was kind of scared of South Park as a kid, but Trace would keep it on anyway.
Well, I'm horrified.
And well, I remember you got Trace.
Why didn't you tell?
Because I knew Trace would beat my ass. But, okay, well, also you got Trace a box set of Jackass. Do you remember that?
You no. did?
Yes. That doesn't sound
no,
like
No, I
me.
Don't think she knew what it was. Or, like, someone got Trace, like, a box set of Jackass.
Definitely not me.
Okay, maybe it wasn't you, but he had it, and we would watch it all the time. But I remember when I was a kid, the only time I tattled on Trace was whenever Noah was born and me and Trace started sharing a room. I hope you remember this, but Trace had a Metallica poster.
Yep.
And this Metallica poster was this weird, like, demon ogre riding like a four-wheeler with like its tongue out. And it was so scary because Trace had his own room and then I had my own room and then we had to, you know,
merge
when Noah came into the picture. And I told Mom, like, I can't sleep at night. I'm looking at this crazy ogre thing riding a four-wheeler on all night long. I can't stop looking at it. And so Mom made Trace. I don't even know what you did with it, but Trace has held that as a grudge probably until today.
No, go.
I got him one for his birthday a couple of years ago.
No.
I tracked one down online, and I gave it to him. I found it. I got it framed. And I said, dude, this has been a long time coming. But Mom,
oh my God.
And he said, I remember this so well. And I finally forgive you. No, he didn't say that, but but I knew he remembered it because he was so pissed at the time because Mom made him take it down.
I remember that.
I was like 6 or 7.
This is insane.
I was young and I was scared of this ogre on a four-wheeler.
I remember Miley that had, was it Third Eye Blind? Is that what they
Third Eye Blind, yeah.
Or one of those bands that were all tatted up and looked crazy, I thought at the time, and like freaked out on her when first bringing that home and trying to hang it in the playroom. And she still to this day does not forget it.
No.
I think it was her. It could have been Trace.
Well, I was even scared of Miley's American Girl dolls. Like that was the big one. I don't think she even liked them. I think she just kept them just to terrify me.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah. I hated those. But the scariest thing we had was Dad had that little Muhammad Ali, like, puppet. Do you remember that?
The Chucky
that.
Doll. I don't remember.
No, that's another issue of Dad with the Chucky and me and Miley at home. But Dad had this, the Muhammad Ali puppet. First of all,
they were his as a kid.
There's the only way. They looked like they were in Hurricane Katrina. Like, they looked like they were so worn down.
They
so
are. Worn.
They look like it.
Oh, my gosh. It is so scary.
And was the Muhammad Ali puppet from when he was a kid?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it so sad?
That's awful.
He loves it. Mom, we still have it.
I know.
He loves it. And you push little buttons on the inside and he punches his little fists.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's terrifying.
Well, we watched that video on Christmas, like the family video, and he had that Willie Nelson doll.
It's so insane.
How was that? He was like, Miley was pushing it in like a stroller. I don't know how I wasn't terrified.
I was terrified. It was the scariest doll I've ever seen.
Yes.
It was not a good representation of Willie.
No.
It was terrifying. I was scared of that thing.
Well, now that we've done 20 minutes on Brazen being terrified as a child.
This was about Trace being terrified. Let's the takeaway is the bugs.
I think a lot of the stoners have asked if Brazen smokes.
I am right now.
I can verify that he is.
Not anymore, though. Now that I'm a responsible father.
You're holding a joint.
I am right now, of course.
And Stella doesn't know, so we're not going to tell her.
It's fine.
Great. It's great content.
She won't care.
Brazen, do you know what our podcast is about?
No. Stella does. Stella's a big fan.
Is she? Well, and you know what? So after Stella has the baby and is experiencing that at home for a couple of weeks, needing to have her on.
Absolutely.
So other new moms can call and vent or gush or whatever you want to do.
She probably won't know very much after a few weeks. Give her a couple months.
I have a feeling after a few weeks.
A fresh take of being home 2 weeks with a baby that's probably not sleeping. Ugh. Is she going to breastfeed?
Yes, of course.
Why don't you say it like that?
Because she's going to. Of course she will. Who doesn't?
Me.
Why not?
I am all for it, but it hurts. It is not fun. Like, I'm sorry. It is painful. Whoa. Like, I give so much, praise to people that can do that. I could not do that.
I mean, she might do it a couple times and then be, over it. Yeah. But I think she probably will. Because, you still have to, pump and stuff, even if you don't, right?
You guys got formula.
No wonder we're so fucked. But.
Eyes are not great. Well, yeah, are you kidding me?
So 20-year-old
Tish Cyrus was not toting me around for breastfeeding.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Do you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
Brandy, what is wrong? You're living it right now. What are you talking about? No wonder you don't watch it. You're living it right now.
This is so true, Brandy. You are living
You are 90 Day Fiancé.
Like, the week I started dating Reinhardt, first thing Brazen asked me, are you going on 90 Day Fiancé? Please go on 90 Day Fiancé.
You guys aren't fucked up enough.
No, we're not.
We could switch. And do you also watch The Bachelorette?
Oh, here we go.
Of course he said.
I had to
start watching it because Stella loves it. But now I'm Batch Nation. So.
Okay. I had never watched it ever before. And I guess because of COVID and you just run out of everything to watch. I finally watched it. Mm-hmm. And I love Tayshia.
She's great.
Did you watch Fear of the Bachelor?
Oh.
The new one?
Yeah. I need to know who are your standouts from the premiere of Matt James episode.
I don't remember any of their names until you're down to five.
Okay, well, can you give me anything? Green dress girl.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you're supposed to say this, but the deaf chick.
We know who you're talking about.
Yes, her. Okay, no, here's the two standouts. The deaf chick and then the broadcast journalist.
You like her?
Which one's that?
I like the girls that seem normal. Like from pilot.
Do any of them seem normal?
On the Pilot Pete episode, who was the girl, Meg or something? The chick who was a lawyer?
Kelly.
That's
who we ended up dating for so long, and they just broke up. Also, she's a friend of mine, so don't bash.
I was about to say, she's the most normal, and that's why I liked her the best. Mm. But, dude, you are so ingrained. You're like Batch Nash.
Oh, I'm in.
You're Batch Nash, but you don't watch 90 Day.
Yeah.
You know what? The thing about 90 Day compared to Bachelor or Bachelorette, it's Bachelorette and Bachelor don't make you feel as good about yourself as 90 Day Fiancé.
Really? Those psycho girls make me feel pretty damn good about myself.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The 90 Day Fiancé people, it's sad. But it's sad in a really funny way.
We gotta move on or we're gonna get sued left and right.
No.
Young Noah's calling. It's her birthday.
Oh.
We have to answer.
Hi, Noe.
Hi, Noe.
Hey.
You look great.
Because it's her birthday.
Her birthday?
She swears that I say birthday.
You do.
It's her birthday.
Let me talk to my little sister.
You look great.
Aww. Of us. 1, 2, 3. I love you, Praise.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're on my podcast.
That's fine.
Well, it's my birthday.
It's her birthday. We can do whatever she wants.
We'll do an ad break.
Green stem fog. What does that mean?
Oh, that's not for you.
I haven't seen you this stoned in a long time.
No, I know.
She hasn't been this stoned since Noah played Colorado, where you were so stoned you were silent.
You know what I got her, Stoners? So Noah's unwrapping her gift on FaceTime, and it's her birthday.
It's her birthday. So you do say that. You do say that.
And I got her the acrylic lighter and ashtray from Edie Parker. Weedy Parker.
Wow. This is really, really beautiful. Mm. Mom, this is so pretty. Like, look at this. How pretty.
Isn't it so pretty?
Can we sing the young last happy birthday real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Plug your ears, Stoners.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3,
wait, go. Okay, go.
Happy birthday.
She hung up. I think she was trying to film it. I think she was trying to screen record her ass.
Uh-huh, for sure.
Let's just start.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday to you.
I love you guys.
Love you, Noe.
That's a hard song to sing.
It's really hard.
Especially
I always am on tone deaf.
It's day. Really hard to sing.
That's because you're tone deaf.
Okay, we love you.
Love you, No. Goodbye. Oh, Lord. All right, we've got to get on track.
Okay, have the Stoners left questions for Brazen?
They have. I've got them pulled up. So, Brazen.
There's a segment on this podcast called Dear MT where people call in for mom's advice.
Am I giving the advice?
Isn't that insane? So, yes.
And honestly, it is usually great advice.
This week, they're calling in to ask you questions.
I don't know anything.
How great is that? Well,
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Let's listen to the first message and see what we got.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Zoe. I'm calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. Huge fan of all of your family. And Brayson, hello. My question is for you. Going into this new year, preparing to be a new dad, what are you most excited for and what gives you the most anxiety? I ask this because I'm also expecting my first child and I know all the emotions that come with this, especially during a global pandemic. Anyways, I hope you guys are well. Stay stoned.
Those were great. That was a great question.
That was a good question. Man, these questions are heavy. I was expecting weird questions. Mm-hmm. So expecting to be a dad, I don't know, because I'm not really doing anything. Stella's kind of doing all the work. So I'm like, you know, all I know what to expect is to, you know, make her dinner on time, fill up her bath the right temperature, do things like that, and just prepare to do things for her rather than me expecting to do stuff for the baby. The more stuff I can do to help her out, because I'm borderline useless for a while. So the more stuff I could do for Stella to help her out and, you know, keep her from going insane, that's the best thing I could do. But that's also probably the biggest anxiety. I am an idiot. And, you know, making sure that that doesn't affect her job of being a mom, me being a fucking idiot. So I just need to do the best to not impede her sensibilities, but also make sure that she's taken care of. Because again, I can't do anything. I can't feed the baby with my breasts. So so the best I can do is take care of her. But yeah, that was a good question. So.
And everybody wonders why Brazen is my favorite child.
Oh my God.
There it is on the damn record that Brazen is her favorite.
Honestly, that was not the answer I expected.
You know what?
We're gonna give a more selfish answer.
We're gonna have Stella on in a month or two, or when? How many?
How long are people pregnant?
I don't know.
If my baby's here in a month or two, we're gonna have a problem.
We're gonna have Stella on eventually, and we're gonna find out if Brazen really did all these things.
I know.
I told you guys about how I clean the bath out like crazy because I'm scared of her taking hemp baths because I use that hemp body scrub.
What's wrong with her doing that?
I don't know, marijuana particles getting into the baby. I don't know.
Okay, next voicemail.
Hey, Brandy, Tish, and Brayson. Just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of your music. I'll Never Leave You is one of my favorite road trip songs. Every time I hear it, I think of fall camping trips in northern Michigan. It's literally the perfect vibe. With that being said, I would love to hear an update on what's to come. Love you guys. Bye.
You got a fan.
Yeah, it's funny. I was we were planning shows for last year, which didn't happen for obvious reasons. And Michigan was one of the ones I was the most excited about. But coming up, I want to look forward to touring, but that's hard. But, you know, recording music here in Nashville and doing stuff with other artists. That's the big thing. But this year we have my album coming out probably in the early spring and hopefully getting back on the road at some point.
I know.
Especially the machine.
I think everybody is wanting to get back on the road. For real.
She's on the road. She's listening to I'll Never Leave You on road trips.
I know.
She's on the road.
Lucky that sounds great.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be road tripping, listen to I'll Never Leave You. It sounds great.
That's like, oddly enough, what all the playlists are called that I'll Never Leave You's on. Like, all like the Spotify the playlists. Yeah. Like, yes, he does. It's awful.
Probably.
First of all, he smells no matter what. Pardon.
Oh, but God. Little
dogs always smell like shit.
It's kind of true.
That is not true.
My little dogs both smell.
Little dogs are kind of, I say they're born dead. Because they smell like death from the second they're born. They smell so bad. My big dogs don't smell like that.
Mine, yeah. I'm like, yeah. It is true. What is that?
They're born dead.
I don't get it.
Loco was born dead. I was trying to explain to Stella what a horrendously ugly dog Loco was.
He is not.
I'm pulling it up. Give me 2 seconds.
He's adorable.
But honestly, no. He's just unique looking.
Unique looking. Yeah, no. I love Loco.
I can't handle it for any reason.
We got to have him on more regularly. This is great.
Okay. I had Laura Rudy send me this photo because I wanted to show Stella. I said, send me the cutest picture of Loco as a puppy. Are you ready for the picture she sent me? This.
That one's not the cutest.
Let me see.
The cutest is him in the Ugg boot.
But we went to the place where we got Loco. And me and Miley picked out a different dog. It was like, it kind of looked more like Bogey. It was like black
and
white.
That was me and you. Miley's the one that begged for Loco.
So did Dad. I remember because we picked out the cutest one. And then Dad literally came up and said, this is the ugliest one. No one's going to take him. So we have to. And Dad was like, we have to take Loco. I mean, but that is so Dad. It's so Dad to go in and be like, no one's going to want this for obvious reasons. And so we have to take him.
But that's so sweet.
That's how we've gotten every animal we've ever had.
So you know what? Because we're Tauruses, this is true. I don't know if you've looked up a bunch about our sign. No, I'm dead serious. Tauruses.
We're getting to astrology, people. Mom's breaking out her tarot cards.
She does this when she gets stoned. Beautiful as mom.
Mom's channeling spirits.
I am. But Tauruses.
Like aesthetically pleasing things.
Everything. But they're
don't.
But yes, you have to. But like,
I have to. It was foretold by the stars. You have to.
You just said you wanted your dog to be pretty. And you
I don't want to be pretty. I don't want him to look like he's at the verge of immediate death. I don't need him to be gorgeous, you know?
I mean, I do.
She does. I know.
But like, Tauruses really need everything around them to look pretty.
I'm worried.
Well, that's why I picked my beautiful wife.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
We're getting back on track.
Dang.
I had to say something not funny or just to get mom to stop.
It's true.
Raisin is slaying.
He's slaying it. Okay, next question.
We didn't really answer the last question.
Well, you did, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's next with your music? That was a question.
And I answered it.
Yeah. Okay. I love this message. So this girl, Jasmine, she could not call because she lives in Sweden. We have a Swedish fan.
Oh.
Yep. Huge fan of the podcast, but I do have an important question that I feel needs to be discussed, and a question I would love for you to ask Brazen. My question is, Brazen, are you planning on posting pictures of your future child on social media? How do you feel about revealing the identity of your child to the world? Thank you and bless you all. Great question.
I loved it.
Because some people are very opinionated on...
I already posted a picture of the little dude. Mm-hmm. His little ultrasound. I mean, you can't really see his face, but I mean,
yeah. Like, so you're gonna like whore out your kid on Insta or what?
I'm not gonna whore him out.
There's a lot of influencer money in kids these days.
I'm not gonna put him out there a lot. I'm not gonna post a lot of pictures. I mean, I'm not gonna like post like where he goes to school, but like, you know, like I'll post like pictures of like his face.
You will.
Yeah.
And sell it too. She's like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna do it a lot. We've kind of talked about that.
Molly made me the big buck.
Yeah,
know. You had to drive to Atlanta for a lot of cheerleading competitions for that to pay off.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know if that investment paid off emotionally yet.
Honestly, it's crazy, no. Right?
Yes.
I put up with a lot.
So do I.
I'm honestly crazy.
Miley feels a lot of guilt.
Oh,
for
she
me.
Does.
For me.
I think so. She does feel bad because she literally be
Miley, the first time she met Stella, I thought Stella was going to be out. When she met Miley, I thought she was going to be like, this is not worth it. But Miley said the best quote I've ever heard her say. She was telling Stella, you need to marry my brother because I beat him into perfection.
I remember this.
Yes. This was down at I think it was at down at Dad's. It was down at Dad's.
Wasn't Santa Anea like the first time we all hung out with Stella?
What are you saying?
That restaurant.
Santa Anea.
Santa Anea.
I don't even know what that is.
That Mexican restaurant we all went to. After Noe's concert.
Oh. I don't even remember that. I was still smoking weed. But the... Remember? No, Miley had already met Stella before.
My God, this episode. The press is going to have a field day with everything we've done. Completely.
Because one time we were driving down the street, and I'll never forget it, because we would have picked Miley up from cheerleading practice, and she got in the car. Miley is just like pounding on Brazen in the back seat, and I pull over to the side of the road, and I turn around to Brazen, and I go, "Brazen, just slug her." I'm like, "Just, do you remember?"
I remember this a lot.
Just hit her.
I feel like you guys always told Brazen,
and she will not do this to you anymore. Just. Okay, but one time.
But you know this about Miley. If you hit her, she won't feel it. She'll just get like more angry.
Oh yeah.
She just gets more mad. Like if I hit Miley, she just would have like fought with rage.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The rage. We cannot air any of this.
Yes, you can.
It's hilarious.
People can know. Right. People need to know.
The cat is out of the bag. Seriously.
She talked about beating me up.
Yeah.
It's like I was just scared of her, frankly.
Okay, next question.
We need to let these parts breathe, Brandy.
All right. This is a great question for you, my little Nashvillian.
Who is it?
Brianna Montgomery says...
Did you call me a Nashvillian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Says she's heading to Nashville for a trip later this year and would love to know your favorite spots to go in Nashville that she should visit.
I don't even remember where I used to go. Okay,
You used to be out and about. You're like the restaurant king.
I am. But a lot of them shut down because of COVID.
Yeah, they'll be back up and going.
They're permanently closed. They have boards over their windows.
Oh, like which ones?
Did you ever go to Bar Otaku in the Gulch?
Yes.
That place
shut
down.
You love that place?
Not the ramen place.
I know.
Bar Otaku.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I do.
You loved it.
I loved it. Huh. Never mind. I can't say anything bad about Otaku Ramen. I'll say it because I want people to know. One time I went to Otaku Ramen. Okay, actually, go to 210 Jack. That's the best place ever because now I'm going to shit on Otaku Ramen. I went to Otaku Ramen and I swear it was spaghetti in broth. It was, I think it like ran out of like ramen noodles or something because it was spaghetti. So don't go there.
I truly can't. Honestly.
It is hilarious. Is that true?
I can't confirm it was spaghetti, but it seemed like spaghetti. It wasn't ramen noodles. It seemed like spaghetti.
Okay, where else do you like to go?
I love this place is kind of pricey, but Hawthorne. Have you ever been there, Brandy?
No.
It's good. It's over on Charlotte.
Oh.
Hawthorne.
Oh, I've seen it.
And then there's like an extra dank McDonald's over there. Like, it's probably the best McDonald's I've ever had. The one on Hillsborough Road. There's an extra dank McDonald's on Hillsborough Road. So whenever you're driving in Nashville late at night.
Do they always have milkshakes?
I've never gotten a milkshake from there.
Every time I go through McDonald's, I want ice cream. And they always say, our ice cream machine.
Always.
Like the shitty little sundae?
Yes.
No, I'll just can't get a freaking ice cream cone.
No. They're
always
That's
broken. What I like. I like a vanilla ice cream cone from McDonald's. And I swear.
Can they not make the milkshakes either?
Mm-mm. No.
Well, I'll try to get a milkshake and let you know. But
find out for us.
There's like their McDoubles are like kind of off the chain. Mm. They're kind of the best.
I mean, I'm all for McDonald's.
You used to love Proper Bagel. Do you still go there?
Dude, I don't know. There's too many people there now. Mm. Too many people found out about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many people at Proper Bagel.
I know.
Did they ask you?
No, but I'm going to tell them anyway, because if you do not go to the burger joint over in the Nations, like you are really cheating yourself. It's a place called the Burger Joint.
Oh,
it is joint. It is the absolute best burger I have ever had.
I will completely disagree. And if you go for a burger,
but you haven't been there.
I've never been there, but you need to go to Riverside Grill Shack. That is so much better.
Sounds great.
It's so good.
Okay, should we both?
Or Joyland. Joyland is.
I've never heard of any of these places.
Okay, have you guys had Shake Shack?
Yes.
Dude, Shake Shack?
You all have one here?
Yes.
It's right next to Whole Foods and Green Hills.
I love Shake Shack.
I had it once in an airport, and I was like, this is kind of ass. But then I had the one here, and it was so good.
This is just a little story. Great. When I used to date your dad back in 1991, there was this little place in Colgrove. I think it was Colgrove. And it was called the Shake Shack before this chain Shake Shack. It was its own little thing called the Shake Shack. Me and Mammy used to go there all the time, too. Oh, like, I honestly can still remember what it tastes like. It was the best burger I've ever had.
Is it still open?
No, it's not open anymore. It was the cutest little thing you have ever seen.
I was going to read some Yelp reviews and just crush her dreams.
It was so good. I loved it so much. But anyway, here in Nashville, Bryson, you have to go to the burger joint.
The burger joint.
It is good.
I'll give it a shot. And so does the person who asked this question.
I really want to go there tomorrow.
The burger joint?
Uh-huh.
And dude, the Nations is so far from here.
It's so far.
It's like an hour away.
Next question.
Okay.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. Hi, Brazen. I have two questions. My first one, I'm wondering if Tish has any advice about naming the baby. So I feel like you guys have some interesting names in your family. So I'm wondering if Tish has any suggestions she didn't use. And Brazen, maybe if you like those suggestions or not. And then my second question is, I remember after hearing you guys talk about the alien debate on Brandy's other podcast, I'm wondering what you think about this. Do you think that a drinking straw has one or two holes?
Wait, is that related to the alien thing or no?
No, I think she just likes how opinionated you are.
Oh.
Let's start there. Does a straw have one or two holes?
It definitely has two holes.
Yeah. But it goes all the way through.
But that's two holes.
So a black hole in space.
Does Brandy, it have two
holes?
No.
Does it have two holes?
Okay, well, or I mean, is not it to one get hole? Gross, but like you're... Never mind.
Oh!
Like your mouth and your butt are connected, but those are two separate. I mean, all the
or
way
is it
down.
One hole?
No, it's not one hole. There's a hole at one end and a hole at the other.
I think a straw has two.
Like, would you say like a chimney has two holes, or is it just a brick tube? A chimney has two holes. Okay. What did she ask about it?
Nothing. I think she just said she loved hearing your opinion on the aliens.
Okay.
So what's what was your opinion? I thought you don't believe in aliens.
I don't think so.
Huh.
I definitely don't think they're coming here.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That'd be weird.
You definitely don't want her naming your baby. Look at our names.
My name's pretty dope.
Brandy, stripper name. Destiny Hope, the most stripper of all stripper names. Trace Dempsey, Brazen Chance. Everyone thinks your name is Brazen. And Noah, who's a girl.
I will say no one's ever spelled my name right in the history. First of all, they didn't even spell my name right.
Mom.
Brazen is spelled B-R-A-Z-E-N.
That's how Rye spells it.
My name?
Yeah.
When did you write my name?
Just now.
But write me left.
That's
letters?
Not the way it's supposed to be spelled if we spelled it the other way.
What does that mean?
That means I can spell it however I want it.
Oh. Yeah, but like that's the reason people call me Bryson, Brayson, stuff like that.
First of all, your dad came up with.
Dad wanted to name me freaking Cochise. So
what? Cochise. But instead he made me name him Brazen.
Made you, huh?
Made me.
Okay, so your dad was on this trip and he was on a private plane that he thought was crashing and it did it. And once he landed, he was like, called me and was like, I know what we have to name our son. And I'm like, what? And he tells me the stories and he goes, because he's going to be like his dad and take a lot of Brazen Chances. And how can it crush his dreams?
Is this, is this the definitive story? Because dad told me a different story.
This is the absolute true story.
Okay, because he made up the other
one. What was his other one?
He said Pappy came up with it.
That's not true at all.
He said that Pappy told him to take Brazen Chance.
Technically,
both could be true.
That they were landing in Canada, and honestly, the runway wasn't even paved. I don't think.
And the pilot was a moose.
But he literally called me that
night.
Well,
then me and Dad were also in a plane crash.
I know.
See, that's
it. It
crashed. Some foreshadowing.
Okay, moving on.
One more question. Ready?
Yep.
We need to pop off.
Hey, y'all. I am a longtime fan of all of you guys, but Brazen, I've had a little crush on you for all of eternity, and I'm so excited that I recently found out you guys are expecting your first child, so congrats on that. Kind of an all-around question, just what is everyone's reaction? Obviously, you're all super elated to welcome a beautiful new baby into the family, but Trish, this is your first grandchild, so how excited are you? And Brazen, how excited are you to be a dad? Wish you guys well. Thanks so much.
Jeez. I'm not excited to answer it. What?
You're not excited to be a grandma? Why can't she answer it?
Mom.
Pull it together.
Why can't you answer it?
It's so feely.
Mom.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
I'm like,
I'm not good at talking about my emotions. Frankly, I'm like a very emotionally repressed person.
Me too.
I push them down and compress them until they're little diamonds.
Brandy too.
Well, we're all, honestly, my mom was saying, astrology, or you're not a Taurus.
I'm a Gemini.
Worse.
Mom!
Worse. Way more emotional less than even us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly. And Molly and Noah are both so emotional, it's like crazy.
Well, that's the weird thing is because Stella and Miley are both, what is that, a Sagittarius?
Yeah.
And like I was saying, I don't really believe in astrology because Stella and Miley are so different. But at the same time, they both are like crazy emotional about stuff. Like Miley just channels it into something else. And instead, like Miley is angry, but Bella's like,
you
gets
can't.
Really sad.
God.
It's so bad.
What am I doing? I'm being censored here.
This and that's
this,
all.
No, this.
Brayson, does he need to be on every episode?
I think maybe. Tell Rye what we just talked about, how everyone's emotionally repressed.
Wait, what?
So we have decided that me, Brayson, and Brandy are all emotionally repressed. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
But I want you to realize it's not just me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Bryson.
I was born into this.
You know what? No, you can be emotional.
No.
No, I'm just more like, I don't know. I don't really, I don't talk about, like, getting sad. That's the thing I don't do. I don't, like, I'm actually never really sad.
Me either.
Frankly, I, like, don't ever
get, real right now?
I'm the happiest person.
You ever. Have to get sad sometimes.
I get mad.
Me too. That's my thing. I only get, I'm either, like, really happy, and then I get mad every now and again. But I never really get sad. If you have like a good show, a good dinner, and you know what I mean? Yep. Like it's kind of impossible to get.
Okay. Sad. So you said a good show and a good dinner. Well, do you think that like for happiness that you need to be sharing this with someone?
I mean, now that I have, yes. But before, like now if I had to do those things alone, yeah, for sure. But like when it was me and Odie at home, and I was watching TV and, well, I wasn't eating good food then either. I put poison in my body.
Yeah.
Like with all the fast food and shit I was eating. But like now, like if I make like a good dinner and watch something good, that's like a good place to be. Like nothing can really bother me, you know? I just never get sad. And like, you know, I was talking to Stella about this the other day because she always said like she has anxiety. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how are you not like that? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm born like that or if I'm just good at being like...
You used to have a little anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little bit. Not really, though. I know
more like me, like health stuff.
But you know what? That stopped whenever I stopped smoking weed.
Ooh.
But mom did it before smoking weed.
Yeah, so. Bad.
And yours is better now than you do.
Know, okay, now, this is one thing, but we have some mental health problems in the family. And that was that was more of my concern. Like I was always freaked out that like I'm one joint away. And
I don't have those genetics.
So that was my fear was like I would always think that. Like I was really freaked out. Yeah, I always thought I was one joint away from a mental breakdown. But I smoked continuously. But the only thing that made me stop smoking weed was see, I can't be on your podcast because I'm...
Well, all of our stoners don't smoke weed.
Also, I like smoking weed still a little bit. But like I had just gone on tour where I hung out with Brandy in Denver. And that tour pushed it over the edge. Because I was smoking weed 24/7. And when I got home, I was just like, I almost feel like my brain is just like fried. You know, like... And now I read so much more. I like do different. This is like the lamest shit that I stopped doing weed and now I read, but like
doing weed.
I stopped smoking weed.
Like it's a hard drug.
And now I read more, but yeah.
See, I love to smoke weed and read.
But you are the most like you can focus on one thing.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm always focused on other shit. Like I always have 10 different things. Stella always makes fun of me because I play video games and watch YouTube videos. Like I'll have an episode of Shark Tank on while I'm playing a video game. And she's like,
he kind of does that.
How do you do both? And I'm like, I just do. And it's just like, mom can't, you are so focused on one thing that, yeah, I don't know. I forget what we're even talking about. But like,
well, that's where that comes from.
But that's the other thing is that mom also loves to clean. And Stella always asks, why are you not like that? And I'm like, because my house was like a prison. Dude, we had rooms we weren't allowed to go in. Take your shoes off.
Like, I still wish we took our shoes off in the house.
Frankly, so do I. But like at the same time, it's
so
much work.
Did you at your house?
Dude, these boots are so hard to take off. Just to put them back on.
It's not that hard.
Put these boots on. They have like those like little latches where you have to like wrap them around. It's a whole deal.
We don't wear any shoes in the house that have been to the barn.
Okay.
But well, so that makes sense.
So we're like walking street around on the street where people spit and duh. And like then you bring all those germs in your house.
Yeah, I'm not big on it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And we should take our shoes off. And now even I don't, because it ended up like I would beg everyone to take their shoes off and nobody would. And then I'm like, well then what the actual, you know what? Because I might as well just not go to the hassle of taking mine off either.
Mom.
Well, I would like when I was in high school, like whenever we lived at the like the last house in LA, I would like be like smoking weed with my friends. I would be like doing bad on like a test, but then mom would come home and yell at me if like my shoes were on the fucking floor. Like it was like, why are these socks all over the place? And it's like everything
else.
Your
room was a disaster.
It was insane. Remember whenever I had the tiki hut from Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
That was the coolest shit ever.
So now, are you still messy?
I'm the messiest person alive. But I also thrive on, if I put things away, I don't know where they are. But if I leave some shit on the floor, I like know where it is.
No.
See,
that makes no sense.
I think that's what I got from dad is that like I kind of thrive on some chaos. Like I kind of thrive.
Why?
Yikes.
Because it's like.
What? What do you mean chaos?
What
messy
do you mean
stuff?
Chaos? Not like, or, it's not like gross. It's not like I'm like.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
No, it's not like gross stuff. Because I have a weird, like I also cook a lot. So like I can't have like the kitchen be like gross or like disorderly, but the rest of the house, Stella's like you. Mm-hmm. She's like very OCD about where I put things.
I'm like that too.
And she even said she got to the point where like you just leave your shoes all over the place, and now I just, you know,
it's ridiculous.
But yeah, like I just don't think of it like that because it's like,
well, how do you think of it?
Because I'm gonna put them on as soon as I wake up in the morning, so they're not gonna be there forever. That's what I mean by chaos. Is like it's just kind of like I know where things are when they're not in like a specific place. It's like, oh, that's where I left that. It's not
okay.
Like, oh, that's where this
I can see that. But why
left
can't you
it
just
where it goes every
exactly
day?
Because that's like a whole extra step.
That's what I was gonna say.
But I am very meticulous about like how I do like my laundry and how I cook. That's another weird thing. Like I can't wash like my well, I also have like a lot of cool flannels, so like flannels are very delicate. It's like I have to like be careful with those, so you have to like take care of. I love how I'm like this whole in turn like a PSA of like, don't smoke weed, you'll read more books, and you'll do laundry good. But that's it.
Well, weed's for some and not others. All right, kids.
We're going another 30. We're going long. This is turning into a JRE.
What's
that? Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh my God.
This is turning into that.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Not really. No. He went too crazy on the aliens. That's all he talks about now.
He believes in them.
Most people do, mother.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous. Ooh. Well, has anybody ever really seen an alien? No.
The government released all that shit this
but
past year about
alien.
The UFOs.
That is not an alien.
That's not an alien.
It's not an alien.
It's
one of the scariest movies I have ever seen in
Fire
my
in the Sky?
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that.
I haven't seen that.
So good, dude.
Have you seen that?
Honestly,
it's so
after
good.
I watched that.
Wait,
film,
you're talking about the one where the guy and like the needle in his eyeball?
Oh! After I watched that, yeah. I mean, it is really the only thing that I have ever watched that truly like traumatized me.
I think
me.
I watched that with dad. Dude, do you remember whenever dad and me were watching The Shining and you got so pissed because mom came home, I swear, right when that dead old lady was getting out of the tub.
Ew.
And
I remember that. I was infuriated.
Yeah.
I'm still infuriated.
Well, like I said, mom was also pissed if we watched The Simpsons. So it's not like.
And you weren't allowed to say the P word.
Pissed.
Me and Brandy, oh my gosh, Brandy was always such a goody good, but she would say, I would not allow curse words.
What did I say?
You would say some
pissed.
I would get so angry at her and we would argue because
whether it was a cuss word or not.
Yes. I still say it is.
I don't think
Reinhardt says it when he means it's raining. He says it's pissing outside. Like all the time. But I'm like, you can't say that to my mom.
Well, mom gets really mad if I say GD.
Oh, that's not questionable.
But I have a difference.
Absolutely not.
It
is,
you
are not supposed to use the Lord's name at all in any way that is not the right.
I disagree.
Crazy.
I think you can use it. I think he's cool with it.
Why would he do that?
I mean,
cool with it.
I think he's cool with it.
No.
Brandy?
Oh, Brazen. Should we wrap this up so we can tell Brazen he's going to cook for mom?
Oh,
for
yeah.
What?
We got to wrap this up.
Cook for who?
Stoners. Can we get serious for 1 second?
Let's get serious.
I freaking missed the Stoners. We've been gone for like a month.
Yes.
I was sad. I missed them.
I did too.
I'm so glad we're back.
Me too. And you know what? We kind of started off with a bang.
We started off with something.
I mean, honestly, it's been so much fun. And honestly, I didn't know if Brazen would be like boring or not. That he was awesome.
She thought you were a dud.
I didn't say dud. I just said boring.
That's a dud.
But he was the best guest we've had.
You were pretty good.
Who's your last guest?
Noah.
Oh, yeah, Noah. Noah was pretty good.
Yeah, she was.
Noah loved giving, like, help. Giving advice.
See, I can't see. Noah's very emotional. I can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Noah's so emotional, and she gives great advice.
Brazen brings the comedy, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. I like the comedy. I can't even say it.
Condomy.
She has never been this stoned for an episode.
Ever. Well, we had to start 2021 off right.
At one point, your eyes were this open, and I was scared.
Do you think now that I'm getting older that my eyes are getting smaller?
Here we go.
Eyes are getting small, or is your head getting bigger? That's the question.
My forehead is, yes. I swear, I am like, how is my forehead this big? Like, it's
not. Yeah, big. No one can see.
You know why? Because your hair is receding.
Oh, wow, man.
You know how I know? Because so is mine. Thank you very much.
But anyway, I was looking the other day and I was like, my eyes used to like be like kind of buggy. And now,
oh my God.
They're still big.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, donors, we love y'all. And I cannot wait till next week, honey.
We said the voicemail number earlier and now I've just forgotten again. Why can't I ever remember those last three numbers?
Are we done or what's happening?
We're done, but we're gonna tell the Stoners that if they would like to call in and leave questions for Dear MT next week, which please do,
Dear MT,
they can call our voicemail if they live in the U.S. and Canada, and they can leave a message and we'll play you live on the podcast and answer your questions. That number is 818-839-0534. We love to hear from you. Call us.
Can we do like what was that thing that they used to do with Dr. Drew? You know what I'm talking about? What was it called? Like Dateline. That was the pedophile show. What was the Love Line with Dr. Drew?
Ew, can we do that?
We have to call it something else or we'll get sued.
I love that.
A different Dateline.
Ooh, that's so cool. A new spin on the Dateline. Not like Dateline is murder. No. But Dateline is in love.
Well, no, Dateline was also like To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
That one show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It got shut down like 15 years ago. Do you know how I know that?
No.
Because me and Trace saw it on South Park. They made a South Park episode about it. Me and Trace used to watch it.
That is horrible.
That's why you shouldn't watch South Park, kids.
Exactly. Whoa. Love y'all.
Gotta go.
Bye.
Love ya.
This podcast is going to sound insane.
Yep. Goodbye.
That's why they love us.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones, executive producer of Make It Up As We Go, the brand new podcast from Audio Up and iHeartRadio, brought to you exclusively by Unilever's Knorr and Magnum brands. The story follows a songwriter's journey as well as the songs themselves and how they make it to country radio. From executive producer Miranda Lambert and creators Scarlett Berg and Jared Gudstead, a story inspired by the competitive world of Nashville writing rooms. Featuring original music by Scarlett Burke, director and executive producer, featuring some of the biggest names in country, including Nicole Gallagher. And everything not working out is everything just working out. It's feeling like a Monday on a Saturday night. Make It Up As We Go drops October 8th only on the iHeart Podcast Network in association with Audio Up Media, created by Scarlett Burke and Jared Gudstead. You can make it up as we go.